Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
As we rapidly approach the two-year anniversary of Prince's death, the Associated Press has obtained confidential toxicology reports saying that Prince had exceedingly high amounts of fentanyl in his system at the time of his death. Well, the legendary musician was found alone and unresponsive in that elevator in his Paisley Park estate on April 21st, 2016. The report showed that Prince had 450 micrograms per kilogram of fentanyl in his liver. That, of course, is toxic and, of course, shows that there was an overdose. The report also added that there was a second lethal dose of undigested fentanyl in his stomach at the time of his death. Boy, Prince, we still miss you. And Heineken has come under fire for a new commercial with the slogan, "Sometimes lighter is better." Okay, well, Chance the Rapper had to call them out in a tweet, which features this bartender sliding a bottle of Heineken light beer to a woman looking down sadly at a glass of wine. The bottle passes a black man sitting at the bar, a black guitar player, and a black model before landing on the woman's table. Chance took to Twitter to call out Heineken on Sunday, and he brought attention to this, and he says, "You know what? I think many companies are purposely putting out noticeably racist ads so they can get more views." Well, he did say that he shouldn't be giving them any more credit than they deserve. He also told his followers he's not telling them to boycott or go off on Heineken. He says he's just noticing how often this happens, and he says that he thinks companies are baiting customers and consumers. Chance, I'm so sure you're right. And if you're like me, you can't get enough of the royal wedding stuff. Well, Meghan Markle's stylist friend, Jessica Mulroney, has become the bookie's hot favorite to be maid of honor at the royal wedding in May. The Canadian stylist is tipped to get a nod after sources revealed the bride-to-be is picking one of her closest friends who has stood by her for many years before meeting Prince Harry. That, of course, would be Jessica, which means she is now front runner ahead of actresses Priyanka Chopra and Sarah Rafferty. I don't really care who it is. I just can't wait to see the dress. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online.